Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 135, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order with my family, something we've been doing for over 33 years as a family, and by the grace of God, what I have been doing for over 41 years. I really do not know what it's like not to start the day in prayer and reading the Bible. I do not know what it's like, and my family does not know what it's like. None of my children know what it's like. My wife does not know what it's like in our family to start the day without prayer and reading the Word of God. And I hope that is the case with your family. I am not going to tell you your day is going to go hunkadory and perfect all of the time when you pray like this in the morning and read the Bible. In fact, you will have sometimes even more problems, because the devil hates what you're doing. The devil hates human beings praying to God Almighty in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The devil hates God communicating with his people through his word and by his Holy Spirit. And so the devil is not going to just lay down and let you do that, because he knows that you're gaining strength and ammunition against him. So the devil fights families that pray together. But I will say that if you earnestly pray in the morning and read the Word of God as you should, your day will go better, especially in light of the attacks that will come against you. And another benefit is, I believe God will give you margin in your day. And I don't have to ask every Christian. I already know what the answer is. If you pray first and put God first, acknowledge him in all of your ways first, read his word, get instructions from his word first, let his Holy Spirit speak to you, God will tell you the things that you, as to what you should do, and he will scratch off some things on your to-do list that you made with your little human mind. And because he'll just say, you don't need to do that today, or you don't need to do that at all. I have already taken care of that. And so the 10 things you have on your list, he's going to take about half of them off. Because see, we as sinful human beings with our sinful nature, we produce sometimes work for ourselves that we ought not to do. It's just the nature of the beast of the flesh and of our human nature. We think doing more somehow is going to make things better, and that's not always the case. God will show you that sometimes doing less is better. And he will show you that if you pray to him. If you don't communicate with him, then he's not going to show you that. And then you won't have margin. And you'll be like some people I know who work from the time they get up to the time they go to bed, and then they plop down into the bed and that's all they get. No rest, no relaxation, no margin, no fun time, downtime. I believe you ought to take a Sabbath every week and you ought to take a Sabbath every day. There ought to be some margin left in your day where you have some time to just chill and do what you like to do, read what you like to read, write what you like to write, watch what you like to watch, and so forth, and just relax and take it easy. And as the author of the great book, The Purpose-Driven Life, Dr. I temporarily forget his name, Rick Warren. Dr. Rick Warren said, God rejoices and God is enjoys seeing you work for him, serve him, labor for him, but he also loves to see you relax and take it easy and do fun things as well. God is that kind of God. But he does want you, in whatever you're doing, he wants you to obey him and give him the glory, the praise, and the honor. I mentioned the chronological order in which we're reading the Bible. This unique Bible, this unique viewpoint allows you to read the whole Bible as a single true story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today we are reading Leviticus chapter 1. Leviticus chapter 1 as we're moving on. And if you've been reading the Bible with us, as many of you have, and we thank God for you. Again, if you're single, I don't care how much the weather's changing. I don't care how much you think the plague is gone. It is not, as I have predicted, and even with 4, 5, 6 different vaccines and millions of people getting the vaccine, it's getting worse. Be that as it may, whatever the case, and so some of you single folks are hot to trot and you in a hurry to get out there and do your thing and try to get you a mate, or worse than that, mate. You need to remember the Lord and what he has stated, that you ought to flee fornication. And what will help you do that is to pray every morning and read the Bible. And what I have done over the years, and many other people have done, if there's a certain thing you're struggling with, you read the passages regarding that particular issue. The Bible is something else. It is absolutely amazing. It deals with every area of life. And what I did when I was younger, this is not as popular as it used to be. You can get this stuff online free now, but topical Bibles were a big deal when I first got saved. A topical Bible book that dealt with all of the topics of the Bible. And if you have never looked at one, you might want to go online and look at one. Pull up your issue, pull up the sin you're struggling with, and I guarantee you God has a word for you. But my main point, my beloved, is if you're single, for whatever reason, if you're single and you've never been married, if you're single and you are separated, if you're single and you're divorced, or you're single and you're widowed, whatever the case might be. And I know single people don't like for me to say this, but it is true, and there's some people who are stronger than others, especially some men. Some single men can handle this a little bit better. But particularly if you are a single woman, you might want to keep on joining us, and don't be too quick to get into the wind and into your bikini and so forth and so on. You might want to stay with us a while longer. And I noticed that some of you have peeled off a little bit, and it's getting warm out there. You've been stuck in the house all year, and you have been hearing lies about the coronavirus plague is going away, and that's just not the case. It's getting worse and worse. And if we don't repent in the church, including you, including me, everybody who names the name of Christ, and if we don't humble ourselves and pray and seek God's face and turn from our wicked ways and repent, I know turn from our wicked ways means repent, but I just have to say that too, to help you to understand you need to turn away from your sin. Don't worry about anybody else. As the old saints used to sing, it's me, it's me, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And get back to Jesus Christ, our first love. If that is not happening, if that does not happen and it seems like it's not, right now today as I speak, on a Saturday, by the way, the coronavirus plague is spreading all around the world. It is increasing. And one of the titles says, as vaccines stumble. There are vaccines out there right now, even Johnson & Johnson, causing serious health problems with people, as well as blood clots in the brain. Now, I'm not a doctor, a medical doctor, but I assure you, my beloved, you do not want a blood clot in the brain. You don't want that. And so they had to stop some of these things. So you might want to consider staying with us a little while longer for encouragement to pray and read the Bible in the morning. If you're struggling with that, not only that, along with this podcast, as many of you know, I am, you can see me lead in prayer and in devotions and reading the Bible at 7 o'clock a.m. Central Time, and that is 6 a.m. Eastern Time. And so that is, no, I'm sorry, that's at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Forgive me, my friends. That's 8 o'clock Eastern Time. 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time. And so that's 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. That's the first devotional that we do. And then the second devotional, which is longer, starts at 10 o'clock. It's actually a church service, really. We call it the standing, both of them are called the standing between the living and the dead devotional memorial service. And then there's the standalone podcasts. These podcasts, these devotional podcasts, are part of the greater standing between the living and the dead memorial and devotional services. And we thank God for many people coming to these services each day to pray and to read the Bible. It's real, it's raw. It's an actual family devotional time. And you may hear me say some of anything to a family member who's in there with me. I'll stop in the middle of the devotions and tell somebody to sit down or stand up or whatever. So it's real, it's raw. We don't cut anything. And when I really want to get down, I might cut the mic off, but you can still see me and you can read my lips what I'm saying. Anyway, we thank God for all of the dear folks who join us either by podcast, audio only, live, by video. This is a wonderful time for any Christian, any preacher who wants to get the gospel out. And yes, I do preach the gospel in every standing between the living and the dead service. And the gospel is on this podcast as well. Be that as it may, my beloved, let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, who bled and died on the cross for our sins, as the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. And was buried and rose on the third day. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We praise you and we thank you, Lord, for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. And for, we pray now that you grant us your energy, your grace, and your strength, and the power of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, after a week of resting and relaxing, I thank you, Lord, that I'm feeling more of my strength coming back. And I thank you for that. So give us, Lord, that energy from heaven, that strength from heaven, your unction, your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word, to understand it, and to obey it, and to live by it, and to apply it to our lives, and to share it with others, and to preach your holy gospel from it. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray, and Lord, I do pray that you'll save every soul under the sound of my voice as they hear the gospel today. Open their blinded eyes, unstop their deaf ears, and save their souls and change their lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure, and I really mean this, to read in your hearing Thus saith the Lord, the word of God. At Leviticus chapter 1. Leviticus chapter 1. And the Lord called unto Moses, and spake unto him out of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, If any man of you bring an offering unto the Lord, ye shall bring your offering of the cattle, even of the herd and of the flock. If his offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. And he shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. But he shall kill the bullock before the Lord and the priests, Aaron's sons, shall bring the blood and sprinkle the blood round about upon the altar, that is, by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he shall flay the burnt offering and cut it into his pieces. And the sons of Aaron the priest shall put fire upon the altar and lay the wood in order upon the fire. And the priests, Aaron's sons, shall lay the parts of the head and the fat in order upon the wood that is on the fire which is upon the altar. But his inwards and his legs shall he wash in water. And the priest shall burn all on the altar to be a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire of a sweet savour unto the Lord. And if his offering be of the flocks, namely of the sheep or of the goats, for a burnt sacrifice, he shall bring it a male without blemish. And he shall kill it on the side of the altar northward before the Lord. And the priests, Aaron's sons, shall sprinkle his blood round about upon the altar. And he shall cut it into his pieces with his head and his fat, and the priest shall lay them in order on the wood that is on the fire which is upon the altar. But he shall wash the inwards and the legs with water, and the priest shall bring it all and burn it upon the altar. It is a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire of a sweet savour unto the Lord. And if the burnt sacrifice for his offering to the Lord be of fowls, then he shall bring his offering of turtle doves or of young pigeons. And the priest shall bring it unto the altar and wring off his head and burn it on the altar, and the blood thereof shall be wrung out at the side of the altar. And he shall pluck away his crop with his feathers, and cast it beside the altar on the east part, by the place of the ashes. And he shall cleave it with the wings thereof, but shall not divide it asunder. And the priest shall burn it upon the altar, upon the wood that is upon the fire. It is a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire of a sweet savour unto the Lord. Shall we pray? Holy Father God in heaven, I praise you. For Lord, you have taught me that including other people, in the prayer in this day and time is not always wise. So I praise you and I thank you for your holy word. And I praise you and I thank you for speaking to our hearts, to my heart, from your holy word. I pray that others would be thankful for your holy word as well, and appreciate how you speak to our hearts. I cannot explain that thing you do when we read your holy word, any part of your holy word. Lord, even when we don't fully understand it all, you do something in our hearts from your holy word. And I thank you for that. Help us to love it, to cherish it, to appreciate it, to obey it, to apply it to our lives, to share it with others in a discipleship teaching way, and to preach and proclaim your holy gospel, which is based upon your entire holy word, Old Testament and New Testament. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8, Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture." Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.